This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. I had one big thing to give thanks for this week when I pulled into my neighborhood gas station here in L.A. Gas prices under $4 a gallon. Even $3.98 sounds pretty good to me after paying closer to $5 a gallon a few months ago. Well, it's enough to make a driver think about moving to cheaper territory, where gas prices always come in below the national average. So may I suggest Oklahoma? Oklahoma has not only some of the cheapest gas in the country, but a lot of gas stations. Reporter Catherine Roberts set out to find out whether the two are connected.
On the south side of the University of Tulsa, across the street from the on-campus apartment where I lived as an undergraduate, sits a Quick Trip gas station and convenience store, frequented by college students. Now, go a mile north, a little past the northwest corner of campus, in case you filled up but forgot you were thirsty, pick up a 32-ounce fountain drink at another Quick Trip. Shoot, did you forget the taquitos? Just go half a mile east, yet another Quick Trip has hot roller grills aplenty. The thing to understand about Quick Trip, other than that it's the biggest chain in Tulsa, which in turn has one of the highest concentrations of gas stations in the country, is that Quick Trip tends not to have customers so much as fans.
You know, if I'm in an area where there are Quick Trips, I won't buy gas anywhere else.
One of the things I like about it is that it is a local company. If I'm going to be really honest, it's that they have a great selection.
That's Bob Roberts and Raquel Phillips, typical fans. So how did Tulsa end up with so many gas stations?
With relatively low cost of land in this part of the country, it's easy for people to have quite a bit of land and live far from the population center.
That's Chad Settle, professor of economics at the University of Tulsa. He says we're spread out, so we drive more, which means we demand more gas. It's different from a place like Los Angeles, where people drive a lot, but land is expensive. In Oklahoma, companies can afford to build more stations. Now, a lot of stations constitutes an abundance of supply, so could this be a reason behind gas prices that are regularly well below the national average? Chuck May with AAA Oklahoma thinks so.
This competition really helps keep our prices lower here in Oklahoma. And because of that competition, you know, we really, you know, come out the winners, the motorist does, because the prices typically then are lower than the rest of the country.
Now, May doesn't think that this is the only reason Oklahoma prices are so low or even a major reason, but Tulsa's high number of stations does have some influence. To confirm that theory, I turn to who else? Quick Trip.
My name is Mike Thornbrew, and I'm a spokesperson for the Quick Trip Corporation.
He says stores do compete against the guy across the street, but while QT is committed to having the lowest fuel price in town,
we found over the years if you spend all your time concentrating on what everybody else is doing, you lose sight.
For a third opinion, I asked the University of Tulsa economist Chad Settle.
It's theoretically possible that that could occur if you were in a market where a lack of competition was leading to higher prices.
But he says in Tulsa, that's not what's happening.
We don't have significantly larger number of competitors. We just have a larger number of gas stations for those competitors.
He says what really lowers prices in Oklahoma are things like the low state gas tax and proximity to refineries.
Obviously, your transportation costs are going to be smaller the closer you are to refineries, which enables them to potentially sell to lower prices to consumers.
Still, even if all those stations sitting on cheap land doesn't get me a lower price at the pump, they are good for me as a consumer. Because let's face it, I really like never having to travel more than 3 minutes to get a 32-ounce iced tea at Quick Trip. Just ask Bob and Raquel.
Do you think there are too many for the Tulsa market?
There are occasionally times when I'm going someplace and I don't pass one, so no, there aren't enough yet.
Oh, no. If anything, I wish there were more.
In Tulsa, I'm Catherine Roberts for Marketplace.